This is an old story. The book of Genesis, very beginning. As old as Abraham. But first, go with me to Hebrews 11. And we'll go back to Genesis 48. Hebrews 11, as most of you know, is a chapter that speaks of God's people who lived by faith and died in faith. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham. And it speaks of what faith does. Abel offered blood. Enoch walked by faith with God. Noah moved with fear. Abraham went out. It just mentions Jacob one time, 147 years. And many things happened in Jacob's life, didn't it? But it just mentions him here in one verse. It says he was with Abraham and Isaac in tents. But verse 21 says, by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And that's it. That ended his life. What a way to end your life. What a way to die. Worshipping, blessing your sons, leaning on the staff. Staff. Now I'll go back to Genesis 48. His dying testimony. This is his dying testimony. And it's an old believer. Dying words to his sons and son and grandsons. Let's read verses 1 through 7 again. It came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And Joseph took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Joseph wanted his sons to visit their grandfather before he died. And one told Jacob, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself. It made him sit up in the bed, wanting to see his beloved son. And Jacob said unto Joseph, first words out of his mouth, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan. That, you remember, that's where he wrestled with it. Who? God Almighty came down. The person. Yeah, Jesus Christ. And wrestled with him and blessed me. God blessed me. And he said unto me, he spoke to me, promised me, behold, I will make, told me what he was going to do with me. This is the gospel, isn't it, people? What we do, what he does for us. Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee. And I will make of thee a multitude of people and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee unto Egypt, they're mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. I couldn't help but think of our Lord's prayer to his Father. Thine are mine, mine are thine. Other sheep I have, they I must bring, and they shall be mine. Verse 6, and thy issue which thou begettest after them, sons, daughters, whoever you have after them, they shall be mine, thine. And shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. Whoever God blesses, son, whoever God puts in your, brings forth from you, your seed, shall be blessed and inherit the land. That speaks of Christ, doesn't it? The Father's blessings upon all his seed through Christ the Son. That's what that is. And he reminisces here. He says, as for me, when I came from Padanaram, Rachel, your mother, this is Joseph's mother, you know, he didn't see her. She died when, I mean, he was taken when he was 17 years old. He never saw her again. And he gives him comfort concerning his departed mother. Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way. She was in the way. She's in the way. She died in the way. There's a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. She's buried in Bethlehem. Behold. And then, well, so Jacob is reminiscing to Joseph of the Lord's purpose and providence in his life. And he talks about the good and the bad. That God blessed me. God made promises to me. God gave me an inheritance. And now God's given me your sons and to be my grandsons and my seed. But my beloved wife died along the way. But she was in the way. And she's reminiscing about happy times and sad times. He's reminiscing of the Lord's hand and purpose and all the good and the bad. And what he's saying here is what Eli said. It's the Lord. It's what Job said. The Lord gave. That's how he started it. God Almighty blessed me. And the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is an old man talking, he's dying words, talking to his son, and his two grandsons are standing there listening to him. And what he's talking about is God and the blessings of God. And this is the whole message, people, that this is a dying believer's testimony before his children. This is what he wants more than anything for his son and his grandsons. He wants them to hear and be blessed with the same blessing that he was blessed with. He doesn't wish them money and things. He doesn't bring up one solitary thing. He doesn't complain. He doesn't moan and groan about world affairs. He doesn't complain about living in Egypt and, oh, what terrible society we live in. He's talking about God with his dying breath. Well, Joseph brings his two boys out from between his knees. Don't you love that scene there? Can you picture this? They're real young boys. 9, 10. They're lads. Boy, 9, 10 years old, whatever. And he brings them and he sits down before his dad. His dad's on the edge of the bed sitting there. Dad gets up. He's bedridden. Jacob's bedridden. That's of the Lord, isn't it? But he's strengthened and gets up his bed and sits there on the edge of the bed, and Joseph comes up and pulls up a stool and sits there by his old dad, and he has these two boys between his knees, you know, right there in front of his old dad. And Israel, verse 10, says his eyes were dim. He couldn't see. He couldn't see. He was just practically blind. He saw the two boys standing there, sitting on Joseph's knees. And he said, who are these? And Joseph said, these are my sons that God hath given me. You hear the language of a believer? You hear the language of the Abraham's sons of Jacob? It's all about God, isn't it? God hath blessed. God hath given. It's of the Lord. Someone said to my wife recently, said, you sure are lucky to have a family that loves you and a church family. She said, no, it's not luck. The Lord's blessed me. God hath blessed me. God hath given me these sons. See that? And Jacob said, bring them, I pray thee unto me. Bring them.
so I can bless them. Oh, Lord, bless the lad. Huh? Isn't that what you want, Jennifer, more than anything in this life? Bless that lad. Bless that lass. Bless them all. Bless them all. His eyesight was bad. That means his hearing was probably gone too. But huh? They usually go together, don't they? Hearing, eyesight, leaning on a staff. He can't walk. He's crippled. His body is failing. But his faith is not. His body, his old man is passing away, but his new man is being renewed. His eyesight's gone, his physical eyesight, but he sees clearer now than ever. God on the throne. His hearing has failed. He can't hear what men are saying. He can't hear what this noisome pestilence. Thank God. And boy, he can hear the voice of God speaking to his heart. And he can't walk anymore, but he's still walking by faith. Dad, Brother Britt Worthen, Terry Worthen's son, preached from this passage, blessed message. If you don't get this, just get it, okay? If the Lord doesn't bless this, get that. But he said, he brings up Dad all the time. He loves to hear him preach, still loves to hear him preach, and quotes him a lot. And he said, Brother Henry, his eyesight's going, his hearing's real bad, and Brother Henry wonders why he's still around. He said, Brother Henry wonders why he's still in this earth. And Brother Britt said, it's so I can see his faith. So I can see his faith. Because that's how I want to die. Not murmuring and complaining, but blessing God. Attributing all things, good, bad, it's the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't you? So I can behold his faith. It does me good, Brother Henry Sword and Roberta, to see y'all here, sitting right there like you've been sitting for years. That does me good. And I want to. When my time's over and I can't preach, let me sit right there. And let a man stand up here and let me listen with all my heart. And tell him like you do me all the time. Come back there and say, thank you, brother, for preaching that gospel. Thank you, Lord, for these people and their testimony. And John, Earlene, and just on and on I could go. Testimony to God's goodness. Stan and Sherry have been there all these years. Testimony to God's goodness. It's His faithfulness, it. His keeping power, His grace, His unfailing promises, a testimony to His unfailing promises. He said, I'll keep you. I'm with you. I'll not forsake you. I'll bring you all the way home. And you're almost there, aren't you? In Christ, you are there. A witness to us, an exhortation to us, like Hebrews 10 says, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. And exhort one another. And that's what you do without by just sitting there. Exhort one another so much more as we see the day approaching. And all believers, especially older believers, all believers though, need to exhort and testify and witness a good profession before our children. Before our children. They are the ones that we have the most influence over. They are the souls that God has put in our house. And that's what Jacob did. That's what he did. He feels a complete failure concerning his sons, you know, the early part. But it's not over, you see. And he's dying. And he says, Lord, with my dying breath, let me tell these boys the truth. If I've failed up to now, that's what Lot said, you know. I seemed like one that mocked all these years, but bless God, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to warn them. And may God bless them with my dying breath. Us older believers, we need to exhort and testify so much more as we see the day approaching. Where's our conversation? What's our speech about? It's over, isn't it? And for these young people, they don't think it. They can't even enter into the brevity of time and all that. They think, they've got 30 or 40 years left. But, man. Oh. 30 years, just bam, it's gone. They can't enter into that. So we need to keep that ever before them, the brevity of life, the vanity of life, and the true blessing, the one blessing. That he that blesseth himself in the earth, the only real blessing on earth, not things, it's one thing. And bless himself in the God of truth. Did Abraham talk to his sons? Yes, sir. God said he did. He said, I know Abraham. He'll instruct his sons. Did Isaac? Sure he did. We read about it. Did Jacob? Yes, he is. Yes, he is right now. And as I said, it's never too late to start it. With his dying breath. He's going to tell them. He's going to tell these boys where the true blessing is. The blessing. Now here, we're going to look at the blessing here in verses 15 and 16. But first, you read with Brother Ron where it says that Joseph, verse 13, took Ephraim and Manasseh and put them, Ephraim on his right hand and Manasseh on his left. You read that with me. You know what that means? Some of you do. But anyway, the oldest one he put on Jacob's right hand. He can't see and put him on his right hand, the oldest, because the right hand was the blessing of the older one. And the Ephraim he put on his left hand, the younger, that he might give the greater blessing on the older, elder, and the blessing on the younger. Okay. And Jacob, he said, which boys are these? And Joseph said, Manasseh on your right hand, the oldest. And this is Ephraim on the left hand. And Jacob went. And he pronounced this blessing. Joseph, what? Dad, father, don't do that. Don't cross your hand. And don't look at verse 18. Not so, my father. That's the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. Manasseh. His father refused. Said, I know it, my son. I know it. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. You know why I knew? Because that's what his dad did. What's happening here? What's being more than a prophecy? This is more than a prophecy of one nation greater than another. But this is a testimony to God's sovereign electing grace. This is a testimony, a dying testimony, that God chooses whom He will. And Jacob says, that's what happened to me. This is exactly what the Lord did to me. I had an older brother, a twin, Didymus. I had a twin, Esau. You remember your uncle Esau, maybe, Joseph. You remember Esau, your uncle Esau? He sold his birthright. He didn't care about God. And I do. Esau doesn't know God, and I do. Joseph, Esau doesn't call on God, but I do. Joseph, Esau doesn't care anything about Christ and the blessing, but I do. And you know why, Joseph? Because God chose me. Because God chose me. Because God said, Jacob have I loved. before the children were born, having done either good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. It was said to my mother, Rebecca, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. What do we say to these things? Jacob said,
that's God.
But he chose me. I wouldn't have chosen him. It's not of him that will, of him that runs. Not the eldest. You know, it's not by right. It's not by right. It's by choice. You see that? It's not by right. We don't have a right to be saved. Everybody doesn't deserve a chance to be saved. Mm-mm. It's by sovereign electing grace and choice. That's what that says. And there's so much more there. But, all right, here's the blessing of Jacob. Here's the blessing of Jacob. All right? And old believers die in prayer. Would you give me a few more minutes? In verse 15, he blessed Joseph and said, has his hands now, he has his hands on those boys' heads. And he blessed Joseph and said. Now, I thought he was going to bless the lads. He is. But you know what the greatest blessing that God could bestow upon Joseph would be? Save his boys. He's going to bless the lads, all right, but it's the greatest blessing. The greatest blessing that we can ever experience is for God to save us. God reveal Christ to us and in us. The next greatest blessing is to save our son or daughter. He's blessing Joseph, all right, by blessing his lads. Bless Jacob, or Joseph. And he said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. God. God has blessed me, Joseph, and oh, your little Ephraim and Manasseh, listen to this. And the first words out of this old man's mouth are, God. God blessed me, God fed me, God kept me, God redeemed me, and my heart's desire and prayer to God for my sons, Israel's sons, my grandsons, is that the Lord would be pleased to bless them as He's blessed me. That they would be named among the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and me, Jacob, the sons of Israel, sons of God. Oh, may God bless you as He's blessed me. God hath blessed me. Turn with me to 2 John, real quickly. 2 John, 2 Epistle of John. It's just one chapter. 2 John. You know, it does not matter what our children become in this life. It does not matter. Whether a garbage man or a physician. It does not matter what they attain in this life, what they accomplish in this life. It does not matter one whit. Isn't that what the Lord said? Vanity of vanity. In fact, as not many wise men after the flesh or mighty or noble are called. It does not matter what they accomplish. It does not matter what they accumulate. You're going to lose it all. It does not matter. There's one thing that matters. That they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Or rather, are known by Him. That's the only thing that matters. 2 John 4. You have it? John writes to this elect lady. Verse 1. Unto the elect lady. Verse 4. He said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. He didn't say, oh, I rejoice that your children became this or became that or successful in life. Did he? I mention that. It's usually a detriment. I rejoice greatly. Oh, I was so happy to hear that your children walk in truth. Look at 3 John. He writes another letter unto another fellow. 3 John 3, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth, and I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Somebody sent him a letter and said, this may be. Somebody sent him a letter. The elect lady sent John a letter and said, my daughter got as low as she could go. Was walking the street. She didn't have anything. But the Lord brought her to hear the gospel. And you know, the Lord saved her soul. She still didn't have anything. But she has Christ. And John wrote back and said, praise the Lord. Go with me to Deuteronomy 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Our greatest responsibility as parents, people, is not to provide them with things.
But to have them under the gospel. That the Lord might bless their souls.
The one thing they need. Give them a good education, but this is a better one. Provide all you can. That's what love does. I just love to lavish my children with things, but boy, I tell you, Lord, my daughter's given me great joy over the years, but none more so than when she got in that baptismal pool. And I mean it, when your daughter got in there. Thrilled my soul. Deuteronomy 4. Listen to these blessed exhortations to all the sons of Jacob. Israel, verse 9 and 10, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, says, take heed to thyself, keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Jacob didn't forget it, by God's grace. Especially the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb. That I stood. Thou stood before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I'll make them hear my words. They heard. That they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon earth, and teach their children. One more, would you please? Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6, Moses said to all the people, this is not a vain thing. This is your life. What we're doing here, everything else is vain. Everything else is vain. This is not. This is not. This is not. I learned reading, writing, and arithmetic when I was growing up. Reading, writing, arithmetic. That's all you need, honestly. But anyway, reading, writing, arithmetic. Now, I learned 3 R's that are a lot more important than that. Because I don't always use reading, writing, and arithmetic. Some of it, I've forgotten all the algebra I ever knew. I had lost a thing. Ruined, redeemed, and regenerated. That's my life story. And I'm going to be singing about that through eternity. Ruined, redeemed, regenerated. And the Lord will do the counting. You got them all numbered. I don't need to. But Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 says this, says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and thou walkest by the way, and when you lie down, especially if you have time on your deathbed. When you lie down, is one thing needful. And when you rise up, and verse 12, go down there to verse 12, it says, beware lest thou forget the Lord that brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And you know that's exactly what they did. They forgot Him. How? How did they forget the Lord? How did they forget the great blessing? How did they forget the mercies of God? Psalm 107, it says that. They quickly forget the mercies of God. He said He sent great prosperity. And they forgot. They forgot. The one thing, the leanness of soul is what they have. And you know, our attitude and our conduct is as important as what we say to our children. The gospel we preach, the gospel we teach, the word of God that we profess and tell and teach our children, our attitude and conduct is equally as important. It glorifies God and bears fruit. And that's just the way it is. Because they're not going to believe us if we don't do what we say we believe. It's not, but true blessings. Now here I close with this, okay? Just about five more minutes. Seven, eight, five. Here's a true blessing. Jacob talks about past blessings, present blessings, and future blessings. Verse 15. Jacob remembers how his fathers walked, and he says, God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, did walk. My fathers walked. God chose my fathers. They were strangers and pilgrims. And I dwelled with them in tents. And they taught me. And I watched them. See, that's what I was just saying. Old Jacob watched Abraham and his grandfather and Isaac, his father. And you know good and well Isaac told him about going up on that mountain with his father Abraham. And God providing that lamb, that ram. Don't you know good and well? Isaac said, Jacob, did I ever tell you that story about your granddad Abraham and I going up Mount Moriah? Yeah, Dad, you told me that many times. But I want to hear it again. Because that was his life. The Lord saved his life. His life was spared by a redeemer, by a substitute, by the lamb. He couldn't help. He always told that. My fathers, he said, walked. Joseph, my fathers walked with the Lord. Abel, Enoch, Abraham, Isaac, my grandfathers. And so am I by the grace of God. So am I. And Joseph, I believe you are too. Thank God. And Joseph, what I want more than anything for your sons is that they will walk with the Lord too. That they'll be strangers in this earth. I want more than anything for them to be strangers and pilgrims of this earth. And the Lord will not let them die in Egypt, bury them in Egypt, but will take them out like He's promised to do all the sons of Jacob. Joseph, your fathers walked with God and were strangers and pilgrims, and I do by the grace of God, and I believe you do, Joseph. I know you do. May your sons... may the Lord give them the faith of God's elect. The faith once delivered to the saints. Go walk with us. Huh? Walk with us. What a blessing. What a testimony to our children. Older believers still walking with the Lord all these years. Huh? Isn't that a testimony? Testifies, gives thanks unto God and testifies of His great blessings upon His people. Then the next thing He says, and He fed me. Past mercy. Verse 15. He fed me. All my life long unto this day. He fed me and He's still feeding me. Now you know He's talking about more than just bread. You know that. He fed me. See, the Lord told us to always pray this way. Give us this day our daily bread. And then He, by example, showed them. One day He wasn't eating. And they said, eat. He said, I am. He said, I have meat to eat that you don't yet know of, that you need. This is the meat and the bread that you will live on. The meat you eat in this world, whatever you accumulate, is going to go out in the draft. Now, this will stay with you forever. This meat, this will give you inward joy. Oh, outward bread will make you fat and sassy, but it's inward bread will make you humble and meek. It's inward bread will feed your soul. And Christ said, I am the bread. He said, this is the true bread that cometh down from heaven. He said, I am that bread. If a man eat, he'll never hunger. He'll never want for anything. I am the bread of life. The bread from heaven that you must have to live before God. I am the bread. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part. You won't be before God. All that I am and all that I did, I am the bread of heaven. I am the nourishment for the soul. I am your life. Jacob said, He fed me. Has He fed you with this gospel? Are you still being fed? He said, He fed me all the days of my life and right now. He's still feeding on it. Some people grew tired of that light bread, didn't they? That manna in the wilderness. And God grew tired of them and kicked them out. But Caleb and Joshua both said, to whom shall we go? This is our life. This bread, this food, this gospel. Christ, I got to hear Him. He's still feeding me, still feeding on Him. Verse 16, He fed me, this bread. And He said, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, may He bless the lads. The angel, capital T and capital A. Now, who is the angel that redeems God's people? There's only one redeemer, isn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ, the angel of His mercy. And old Jacob, though he lived thousands of years before Christ came, he says, my Redeemer liveth. I know. Well, how do you know, Jacob? Because He wrestled with me. He found me in a waste, howling wilderness with nothing. And He wrestled me down and changed my name, changed my mind, changed my heart. Spoke to me and told me that He'd redeemed me. Told me that He loved me. Told me what He'd done for me. Told me all that He had done, is doing, and shall ever do. The angel of His mercy. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Did not our Lord say, Abraham rejoiced to see my day? He saw it and was glad. Who? Christ. Up on Mount Moriah, that substitute. And Jacob says, the angel, the same one, redeemed me. Came to me. Redeemer, the angel of His mercy, in whom we have redemption. The forgiveness of sins through His precious blood. Wrestled me down to the ground. Made me to know what I am. Made me to know Him and what He'd done for me and will do for me. And all the blessed promises that I might escape the corruption that's in this world through lust and might go and obtain that eternal redemption and that inheritance that fadeth not away. The angel, He redeemed me. Oh, may He bless the lads. May He be there. You see, this is a prayer, people. Jacob can't confer a blessing on, and we can't either, can we? We can't do it. We can't save anybody. We can't. We can talk to our children, but unless the Lord blesses them, they won't be blessed. We can
Say what we will, but unless the Lord speaks, they won't hear. This is a prayer. This is what he's saying. May the Lord bless the lads. May the Lord bless the lads. And what's the blessing? Well, this is what the Lord told Moses to tell Aaron, to tell the people every time. This is the blessing. Said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, not cast you out, but keep you and preserve you. And the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Face? Yeah, Christ. You need to see his face. And be gracious unto thee. Give you the gift of eternal life that's in Christ our Lord. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. May the Lord be pleased with thee by faith. Without faith it's impossible to please God. And give thee peace. In this world you're going to have tribulation. Nothing but troubles, lads and lasses. But if you're in Christ, Christ in you, peace. Peace. You have peace with God, and He'll give you peace of mind, peace of heart. And if God blesses your little lads someday, He'll bless your home. He blesses you with a believing husband, you'll have peace in the house. Well, not otherwise. And put my name on them. Isn't that what Jacob said? Put my name on them. Oh, may the Lord bless the lads and call them. You know, my dad's name is going to be forgotten someday. It is. The place thereof is going to know it no more. And, you know, Janine, only those that knew your dad and still listen to his messages and read it, remember him. Those that love him, remember him. The world, it's just going to happen to all of us. The place thereof is going to know it no more. I'm so thankful to have been his son. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to be called by his name. But there's one name that we need to bear. Son of God. When every other name is forgotten, may we bear that name. Lord, bless the lads. Bless these little lads. May Andrew, son of Polk, be named the Son of God. That's the one thing needed. All right. What are we going to sing, John? 177?
30.
Okay. 30.
Let's all stand. Number 30.